early to know for sure, but how big of an impact would it have if you could have your actually have your number one line together for once?
Obviously, you know, it would certainly make a big impact. But, you know, it's still early in the process. It's Wednesday, so we got to put together a few more really good days of preparation and make sure that we're focused, we're in tune as far as what we need to get done throughout the week before we head over to Minnesota.
How do you think you guys have dealt with all the injuries? I don't think you had you've had a line together for back-to-back weeks yet all season.
But what's been great, you know, we continue to find ways to win. And that's really the most important thing. No matter, you know, who lines up out there, we're going to find a way to win. And I think that goes to the character of the men in that locker room. You know, from a preparation standpoint, an effort standpoint, you know, they give it everything they have. And the result has been, you know, putting us in position to win the games.
I don't know if Ty will be available this week, but whenever he is healthy, can you start to do some things with maybe him and another one of the running backs on the field at the same time? Do they have the skill sets to work together like that?
Definitely. It certainly gives you more options. And going into it, we already knew he was an extremely versatile player. But we have a number of other backs that are, you know, unique in their own way. And it's a long season, as you know. So, you know, we just got to continue to keep improving in that area. I think all of those guys at some point will certainly contribute to our success this year.
Edgar, what do you think of the job that Lane has done, and what kind of challenge is he looking at if David can't go, and you're talking about a left guard playing left tackle, trying to block Everson Griffin and Danielle Hunter, et cetera?
Well, first, I think he's certainly done a really good job being able to step in there and be extremely productive and help us to continue to win games. So with that being said, I think he's done a really good job. Certainly going into this type, atmosphere as far as, you know, Minneapolis playing in the dome against that defense, which, you know, obviously they're a very good defensive team. And it all starts up front with their defensive line. Those guys are playmakers, as you know, they're impact players. But we'll certainly have a plan in place. But the job that he's done, we just got to continue to build on that and make our corrections, which we have throughout the weeks, and get better.
I hear that black jacket that Ty wore today. He said that he felt fine and that he actually has worn one in high school. But is there any – I don't know how it would impact the way you carry the ball, but do you have to make sure that he can – hold it high and tight with that thing on it, you know what I mean, get right in the way a little bit?
Yeah, you do. There's you know, as far as that cushion, it's a little bit different than without it. So you certainly just have to just make sure you're fundamentally sound. But there is some, as far as the actual feel of it factors in. So you definitely just got to make sure you're fundamentally sound as far as how we, you know, carry the football. And I think he understands that. I mean, you know, I think at some point we've probably all had to wear some of that type extra padding just to make sure that we, you know, we're secure in that area. So I think he understands that, and I think he'll be fine.
Hey, Edgar, as, you know, Marty gets more reps now with Aaron in this offense, how have you kind of seen him settle into, you know, his role and kind of what he's going to be with you guys?
Oh, he's a playmaker, no doubt about it. He's an impact player. For me, I really like his attitude and his approach. He's a tough player. That stands out. I think he's physical. And you go back and you look at somebody, the catch that he made last week was, you know, one of the best catches you'll probably see in quite some time. I mean, he went up and attacked the football. I mean, it was outstanding. So, you know, he's a playmaker. He'll continue to improve on a weekly basis and continue to make plays like that.
Edgar, you were able to get Devontae matched up against a rookie on that final drive the whole way. I think that's, for teams who watch that film, that's the last time you'll ever see a rookie against him. And, or are you able to actually dictate to some degree some of the matchups that you get?
Sometimes, you know, you can try to accomplish that by way of formation variations and putting them in certain positions. But you kind of go back to I think we talked about it earlier in the week as far as sometimes we really just focus on us. You know, don't get me wrong, from a preparation standpoint, we know our opponent, we know their tendencies, we know what they like to do, we know their strengths and weaknesses, their playmakers, but we feel like we have guys that are playmakers as well, and we feel like it's more about what we do, and if we go out and execute and play at a high level, you know, it's more about us and what we do versus our opponent.
Edgar, how unique, or is it unique at all, their A-gap blitz tendency and the way they play that particular defense?
It's very unique, and they do an outstanding job with that scheme. They've been in that system for quite some time now, and so they give you different looks out of that package, and it's been extremely productive for them as far as, you know, you go back and you look at some of the things they've been able to accomplish over the years. I think as of right now, you know, they're in the top five from a defensive standpoint. I think they're number one on third down, and that's probably, you see it the majority of the time on third down. Not saying that they have done it in normal D&D as well, but they've been extremely productive when they put that package out on the field.
Andrew, when you look at Daniil Hunter, I think he's only 22 years old. When you see him have success, is it mostly based on athleticism because he's still so young, or does he actually have some advanced technique as well for somebody that age?
Without a doubt. I mean, this. I tell you what, you know, when you study the tape and you watch him, I mean, he's a playmaker. I mean, you know, certainly his athleticism stands out, no doubt about it, but his instincts as well. And you go back to what my comments earlier were about their defense. They're very disciplined on defense. They sound, they play, you know, their sound as far as from a fundamental standpoint. And all of that stands out on tape.
How's your communication in Dallas with the noise level? And is it good to play back-to-back games in a dome like that?
It certainly helps. You know, I think a little bit different. It's, you know, both stadiums will be extremely loud, no doubt about that. You know, last year when we had an opportunity to go in there, it was extremely loud. So our overall preparation, how we approach playing in these dome-type games, I think that helps. But certainly coming out of a dome in Dallas, which it was extremely loud, it helps as well as far as just the confidence overall going into those type situations. And you go back and you look at the production that we were able to do in those type settings, I think we'll be fine.